天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那从今天开始呢，我们将会有一个新的系列的学习，叫做 Psalms of Deliverance， 也就是有关诗篇的系列的分享。那大家都知道，诗篇呢是我们圣经中最长也是位置最居中的一部书。那在诗篇中也有各色各样的主题情况以及心境，关系到每一个时代中的每一个人，尤其呢是对我们个人灵修呢都有非常特殊的意义，可以作为我们日常灵修的一种引导，也会告诉我们如何去向神祷告赞美神。那常常也有很多人透过诗篇可以得安慰得到帮助。其实呢各个诗篇呢铸成的时间都不一样，前后也经历了一段漫长的时间。最早的一篇呢就是摩西所写的诗篇第九诗篇。当然在诗篇中最重要的一个人物就是大卫，他一个人呢就撰写了大部分的诗篇。从他个人就是非常丰富的生活经验中，我们看到了神给他们的启示，也学到了许多属灵的教训。但同时呢在诗篇中出现最多的就是对神的赞美，无论我们是处于低谷还是处于高峰，是跟神亲密还是远离神的时候，我们都要记得来赞美神，因为只有透过赞美神呢我们才能够真正回转向神。今天呢麦克牧师将会先带领我们分享有关诗篇第二篇中的信息，从中我们又可以怎样来认识这位伟大的神呢？好，就让我们预备心一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
It is a delight and joy to have you tune in today.
非常高兴你能收听今天的节目。
We always look forward to bringing you a new series of messages as we will today.
我们总是盼望着能像今天这样给你带来新的系列信息。
And we will begin with selective messages from the Psalms.
从今天开始，我们要从诗篇中摘选一些信息来跟你分享。
Jesus said that the world would hate Christians.
耶稣说过，这个世界将仇恨基督徒。
Because they hated him first.
因为他们首先仇恨耶稣。
And Psalm 2 tells us that the world hated Jesus 1,000 years before he was born in Bethlehem.
诗篇第二篇告诉我们，在耶稣降生在伯利恒1000年以前，这个世界已经仇恨耶稣了。
If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 2 to read it with us.
如果你有自己的圣经，请翻开诗篇第二篇，让我们一起来看。
Turn to Psalm 2, beginning with verse 1.
诗篇第二篇从第一节开始。
Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain?
外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
Let's break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters.
说，我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
The one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at them.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。
Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying,
那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father."
受膏者说，我要传圣旨， 耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them in pieces like pottery.
你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。
Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth.
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice in trembling.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you be destroyed in your way.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。
For the wrath can flare up in a moment.
因为他的怒气快要发作。
Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Psalm 2 is one of the clearest messianic prophecies in the Old Testament.
诗篇第二篇是旧约中最清晰的弥赛亚预言之一。
It is promised about the Lord Jesus Christ 1,000 years before he was born.
在耶稣基督降世1000年以前，他已经预示了主耶稣的到来。
In this psalm, there are 4 speakers.
在这篇诗篇中有四个发言人。
Each of them speaks for 3 verses.
每一个人都讲了三节。
The first speaker is in verses 1 to 3.
一至三节是第一个发言人讲的。
And it is the voice of the narrator.
他是以一个叙述者的身份说的。
The second speaker is in verses 4 to 6.
四到六节是第二个发言人讲的。
And it is the voice of God the Father.
他是以圣父的身份说的。
The third speaker is in verses 7 to 9.
七到九节是第三个发言者讲的。
And it is the voice of God the Son.
他是以圣子的身份说的。
The fourth speaker and the final verses.
剩下的几节是第四个发言者讲的。
It is the voice of God the Holy Spirit.
他是以圣灵的身份说的。
There is another way I want to explain this so you can remember it.
为了使你们容易记住，我想用另外一种方式来解释。
First, there is man's defiance to God's authority.
第一，这是人对神主权的蔑视。
Secondly, there is the Father's displeasure over man's rebellion.
第二，这是父神对背叛者的不悦。
Thirdly, there is the dominion over the earth by God the Son.
第三，表明圣子的权柄遍及全地。
Finally, there is the Spirit's deliverance of those who turn to Jesus Christ.
最后，圣灵释放了所有愿意投靠耶稣基督的人。
In Psalm 2, you will see evidence of the Trinity in the Old Testament.
通过诗篇第二篇，你能在旧约中看到三位一体真神的证据。
Some people say that the Trinity is a New Testament idea.
有些人说三位一体是新约的概念。
But that's false teaching.
但这种说法是错误的。
Although the Trinity is not fully revealed in the Old Testament,
虽然三位一体在旧约中没有完全显明。
But we see it when God said, "Let's go and make man according to our own image."
但是当神说我们要照着我们的形象造人时，我们就从中得到了启示。
He was talking in the voice of the Trinity.
神在以三位一体的身份说话。
And Psalm 2 is the clearest revelation of the Holy Trinity.
诗篇第二篇很清晰地阐明了神圣的三位一体。
This revelation was made 1,000 years before Christ was revealed.
在基督降世1000年以前就已经有了这个启示。
It was made 1,000 years before the Holy Spirit was given to the earth.
在圣灵降临的1000年以前就已经有了这个启示。
Psalm 2 is one of the most quoted psalms in the New Testament.
在新约中，诗篇第二篇也是被引用次数最多的诗篇经节之一。
And that is because this psalm found its true fulfillment in the New Testament.
这也是因为这篇诗篇在新约中得到了真实的应验。
Now first, let's hear the narrator's voice.
首先，让我们来听一听这个叙述者所说的话。
He speaks of man's defiance of God's authority.
他谈到人类蔑视上帝的主权。
But first, let me ask you a question.
但让我先来问你一个问题。
Have you ever asked yourself why Christians are persecuted everywhere?
你有没有问过你自己，为什么基督徒到处遭受迫害？
Or why do people hate God so much?
或者说，为什么人类这样仇恨上帝呢？
Or why do people resent God's Son so much?
为什么人类如此的仇恨神的儿子呢？
Or why do people plot against the authority of God's Word?
为什么人类谋算抵挡神话语的权柄呢？
And why do people protest against God's appointed commandments?
为什么人类如此抗拒神所颁布的律法呢？
Have you ever asked yourself these questions?
你是否曾经问过自己这些问题呢？
I want to give you an answer to these questions.
我想给这些问题一个答案。
But first, I want to tell you something important.
但是首先我要告诉你一些重要的事。
There is an important word in verse 1 of Psalm 2.
在诗篇第二篇第一节有一个很重要的词。
The word is meditation.
这个词是默想。
Meditation means imagination or plotting.
默想的意思是想象或者谋算。
I want you to contrast that word with the same word found in Psalm 1.
我希望你与诗篇第一篇中同一个词来比较一下。
In the original language, it's exactly the same word.
在原文里，它们是同一个词。
Psalm 1 says, Blessed is the man who meditates upon the word of God.
诗篇第一篇说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
This is the same word as I told you from Psalm 2.
这和诗篇第二篇是同一个词。
In Psalm 1, it says that the godly meditate upon God's word.
在诗篇第一篇中所说的是敬虔人默想神的话语。
In Psalm 2, it says the ungodly meditate on how to get rid of God.
诗篇第二篇中说不敬虔的人谋算着如何排斥神。
Psalm 1 says that the godly imagine good things and godly thoughts.
诗篇第一篇强调默想美善的事情和敬虔的思维。
But in Psalm 2 says, the ungodly imagine ways to defy God.
诗篇第二篇说，不敬虔的人想办法来违背神。
In Psalm 1, the hearts of the godly are filled with thoughts of glorifying God.
在诗篇第一篇说，敬虔人的心充满了荣耀神的思想。
But in Psalm 2, the hearts of the ungodly are filled with thoughts of undermining the authority of the Word of God.
但在诗篇第二篇，不敬虔人心中不断谋算着如何诋毁神话语的权柄。
In Psalm 1, the godly take their stand upon the Word of God.
在诗篇第一篇里，敬虔人持守神的话语。
But in Psalm 2, the ungodly take their stand upon falsehood.
但在诗篇第二篇里，不敬虔人追求的是谬误。
When it comes to the defiance of God, ungodly people may hate each other.
当他们开始蔑视神时，不敬虔人开始相互恨恶。
But they unite through the commonality of hating God.
但他们因仇恨神，又会联合为同一阵线。
And the psalmist warned us of this 3,000 years ago.
诗篇作者在三千年以前就警戒我们了。
God's morals are repugnant to the ungodly.
神所定的道德标准与不敬虔人背道而驰。
They cannot stand God's word, so they want to change it.
他们不能接受神的话语，所以想要改变它。
The restraints have been broken.
他们的禁锢已被打破。
Now I want to say a word to the Christians.
现在我想对基督徒说一句话。
When you begin to think that what you want is more important than what is in the Word of God,
当你开始认为你所想要的比神的话语还重要，
You are doing what the heathens are doing.
你就在做那些不信之人所做的事。
When you neglect and ignore the Word of God,
当你开始疏忽不重视神的话语时，
You are doing what the heathens are doing.
你就在做那些不信之人所做的事。
When you neglect your prayer life,
当你忽视你的祷告生活时，
You are doing what the heathens are doing.
你就在做那些不信之人所做的事。
How does God react to this?
神是如何来回应的呢？
We'll look at verses 4, 5, and 6 of Psalm 2.
让我们来看诗篇第二篇的四到六节。
There is one thing that God is not doing.
神没有这么做。
He is not wringing his hands in heaven.
他没有在天上搓手顿足呢。
He is not saying, oh no, what am I going to do?
他没有说，哦，不，我该怎么办呢？
He is not worrying about the people who are rejecting his son.
他没有为那些拒绝他儿子的人而烦恼。
This is one thing he is not doing.
神没有这样做。
The Bible said that God laughs and he scoffs at the ungodly.
圣经说神必发笑，主必嗤笑这些不敬虔的人。
Now, let me help you to understand why God laughs.
现在让我来帮助你理解为什么神要发笑。
Well, imagine an elephant's reaction when he is challenged by a mouse.
想象一下，一只老鼠向一头大象挑战，大象会有怎样的反应呢？
Now you'll understand what I'm trying to say.
现在你明白了我想要说的了吧？
If the ungodly think that they can get rid of God's son,
如果不敬虔的人以为他们可以排除神的儿子，
they might as well try to reach out into the skies and pull down the stars.
这就像他们以为自己可以到天上去摘星星一样。
If they think they can get rid of God out of life,
如果他们以为可以从生命中丢弃神，
let them pull down the sun and the moon.
就让他们去摘太阳和月亮吧。
If they think they can get rid of God's Messiah out of life,
如果他们以为可以从生命中摆脱弥赛亚，
let them reach to the heavens and destroy the galaxies.
就让他们到天上去毁坏银河系统呗。
If they think they can get rid of God's appointed Redeemer,
如果他们以为可以摆脱神所命定的救赎主，
let them control the rain and the storms and the floods.
那就让他们来控制雨天、风暴和洪水吧。
If they think they can throw God out of life,
如果他们以为可以从生命中排挤神，
let them stop the droughts and the hurricanes and the earthquakes.
就让他们来制止旱灾、飓风和地震吧。
If they think they can get rid of God's own revelation to the world,
如果他们以为可以摆脱神对这世界亲自的启示，
let them put the ocean in a bucket.
就让他们把海洋装在水桶里呗。
The psalmist said that God does not hide from them.
诗篇作者说，神并没有向他们隐藏。
He does not look down to count the enemies that he is up against.
他甚至没有低头数算所面临的敌人。
The Bible said that God doesn't even get out of his seat.
圣经说，神甚至没有离开他的宝座。
He sits in his seat and he laughs at them.
他坐在宝座上嗤笑他们。
He laughs at those who think that they can get rid of him.
他嗤笑那些自以为可以摆脱他的人。
This is the only time in the Bible that says God laughs.
这是唯一的一次圣经说神发笑。
This is a laugh of derision.
而且是嘲笑。
With all of our technologies and all of our sciences,
我们所有的科学和技术，
with all of our skills and with all of our talents,
加上我们所有的才能和技巧，
with all of our innovations,
所有的发明，
with all of our creativities,
所有我们的创造，
With all of our big talk, we are only one breath away from being dust of the earth.
再加上我们的狂言，若是我们没有了呼吸，也不过就是地上的尘土。
Our very breath is on lease from God.
我们的每一口呼吸都是从神租借而来。
He can click his finger and take the lease away, and you and I are dead.
他只要动一下手指，取消这份租借，你和我就死定了。
Sometimes I want to laugh just like God.
有时我也想像神那样发笑。
When I hear people talk about the power of man,
尤其是我听到人们在谈论人力胜天时，
I want to laugh like God.
我就想像神一样的发笑。
Look at verse 5 of Psalm 2.
请看诗篇第二篇的第五节。
It is a powerful verse, and I will tell you what it means.
这是一个非常有力的诗句，我想告诉你它的含义。
Let's read it first.
让我先来读一读。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们。
It describes the time when the last peal of God's chilling laughter dies away.
他描述了当神那令人胆寒的嗤笑声渐渐消逝的时候。
His laughter will be replaced by the rising tide of fearful holy wrath.
潮水般涌来的神的烈怒将代替他的嗤笑。
My listening friend, I want you please to listen carefully.
我的朋友，请留心听。
When God's patience runs out, it will give way to justice.
当神的忍耐到了尽头，审判就来临了。
And I pray for that day to come.
我祈求这一天的到来。
When that day comes, those who want to despise God's Son,
随着这一天的到来，那些轻视神儿子的人，
those who deny the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ,
那些否定主耶稣基督神性的人，
those who have scorned the virgin birth,
那些嘲笑童女受孕生子的人，
those who have denied the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
那些拒绝承认耶稣基督复活的人，
those who have wanted to live their lives their way, not God's way,
那些偏行自己的道路而不按神的心意生活的人，
those who have shed innocent blood,
还有那些流了无辜人鲜血的人，
They will stand alone without defense.
他们将独自面对审判，没有任何狡辩的余地。
The Bible describes how they react on the day of judgment.
圣经描述了他们在审判之日将会如何。
And I say that not with joy, but with sorrow in my heart.
我说到这的时候是满心的悲哀，而没有丝毫的快乐。
Some people will have to go through the day of judgment.
有些人必将经过那一天的审判。
The Bible describes the day of judgment as a dreadful and great day.
圣经描述那审判日是可怕的大日子。
On the day of judgment, the rulers of the earth will be running from mountain to mountain.
在审判的那一天，世上的统治者都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
They will cry out to the rocks, saying,
他们向山和岩石哭喊说，
Fall on us, cover us from the face of him who sits on the throne.
倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
There is only one person who can deliver you from the day of judgment.
只有一人可以把你从审判日中解救出来。
There is only one person who can save you from this dreadful judgment.
只有一人可以让你免受可怕的审判。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
Is he your savior?
他是你的救主吗？
He can be today.
他今天就可以成为你的救主。
Will you come to him?
你愿意来到他跟前吗？
Will you ask him to be your savior today?
今天你愿意让他做你的救主吗？
He is already knocking on the door of your heart.
他正在敲你的心门。
Will you open the door of your heart?
你愿意打开你的心吗？
It is our prayer that you would say yes to Jesus.
我们祈求 你会对耶稣说愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，原来早在耶稣降生的1000年前，神已经预言了之后要发生的事情。所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若现在的你因为主的名而处在迫害之中，请不要惧怕与担忧，因为神知道你的苦楚，你所经历的他也都已经经历。而且呢，我们这位信实的神，他的应许从来都不会落空，会有属天的冠冕在等待着我们。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
在你的面前，愿我一生